כתבי רבש, כרך א', עמוד 14.
Writings of Rabash, page 14, Love of Friends. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where are they feeding the flock?" A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the whole world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Baal HaTurim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way, which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren."
This is a very important point, where from this point and on, we start understanding how all our work is, it focuses us, concentrates us on the connection. It's a very important point. It's a qualitative change in our attitude toward where do I place myself, where I discover my spiritual place. Take it from the top, please.
Starting again from the beginning. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field, and the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where are they feeding the flock?" A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." And this is called the field which the Lord had blessed. Baal HaTurim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way, which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren." By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, "They are departed hence." And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, We must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with the exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah.
There's a very important point here. It's not a one-time thing. It goes and grows all the time. To the extent to which a person discovers he's dependent, reliant on connection, that his internality is connection, and that is where his soul is, and his spiritual world. And whatever he sees outside himself right now, it is specifically the beginning of the feeling of the exile, the fruits from the connection. And for the very first time, he begins to determine his true state. Therefore, each of us can examine himself, the extent to which he's truly inside. That this is how he interprets spirituality, his future, his goal, that all of it happens inside the connection. And that's where he sees what does he have to prepare for the different states of darkness inside the connection, and how does he have to help others, and others help him, and so on. All that is only about connection. And so we see the different events we have. The entire Torah tells us only about that, about the different forms that we undergo in order to connect. Pro and con, there is nothing else to tell or say, but according to the intensity of the connection, accordingly the light is revealed. Accordingly, the revelation of the light, it reforms, it shines, fulfills us, and is revealed according to the intensity of the connection. Questions? Yes, Nessie.
What is there in this conduct that, on the one hand, one is lost in it, and the other finds something? So it's the same field. So how does one lose something and one find something there? What is this field?
The field is that it seems to me that there is nothing in it, that everything's empty, and there, inside the field, I have to find my place, the way I work on all the different levels and degrees of my connection with others. And it talks about how I plow the land and yield the crop and take care of the living level, animate level, and the way I treat it, take care of it, and how eventually I want to find my brothers there. Meaning, my parts from the same root. What are brothers? Brothers, it's that we have one upper root that we came from. And if I want to come, if I want to reach that one root, then I have to collect all the brothers, and to the extent to which we exert ourselves together, we reach that higher root. This is how the ascents go. Therefore, Yosef, he symbolizes the ascent. And that he is incapable of connecting the brothers to himself. That brings him down, lowers him to the degree of darkness, to a greater level, meaning lower level of the ego. And precisely by discovering the additional great big vessels, he has the strength to start connecting all of the components of the Paltzuf or the soul until he, as a result, reaches the connection of the people of Israel, of the different tribes. Meaning, we have to see why didn't he succeed in doing it in the field? Because actually the great big ego was not revealed yet, the will to receive did not show him that would show him the darkness, the dominion of the ego. As he came to Pharaoh and started working there against the greater will to receive, where on the one hand he became great in the house of Pharaoh, on the other hand he was concerned about the connection between all of his brothers. By that he laid the foundations for the people of Israel. Because if so, in his yisod, in his foundation, there are two roots. The root for his ego, the great big evil within a person, which is Pharaoh. And the root of Yosef, that wants nothing besides for everyone to be connected as one above the will to receive. Meaning, obviously that we couldn't connect outside of Egypt. And the selling off of Joseph, that being the only state where the will to bestow can connect with the will to receive. But again, that point in which a person starts understanding that he has to look for society without which he can't achieve or attain anything spirituality, that he has a very clear feeling that this is what's missing. That I'd say that's already a giant step forward. That he starts seeing only only through the state of connection, he starts seeing everything that's going on in the world, that it comes from the lack of connection, and that everything that you have to do is inside the connection. And he sees that it all depends and relies on his work and the work of the group, whatever happens in the world. And he sees the goal that only in the connection between all the different parts, he gives there, he sets a condition there for the revelation of the force of the Creator and works in order to benefit him, to pleasure him. It's a very interesting point. It's a very important point where a person comes out of himself and he sees that his whole life and future depends on the connection with everyone else. And as a result, he starts seeing that the whole world are parts of his soul, and that he already makes a different kind of calculation. And And it's really a new level of connection, of relation. Yes.
It's written that he found him and he asked him, who is this dialogue between?
It's inside a person. We're talking about the person.
Yes, but he's asking for help from someone and someone's turning to him.
Yeah, everything's happening inside our emotions, our feelings, our mind, our heart. That's all there is. One person, he finds himself in a field where he doesn't know, he doesn't understand. And this is how the different people of the world look to him, seem to him, the people of Israel as his brothers, but he doesn't know how to connect them together, how to find them inside the right connection. And in order to truly connect with them, then the only, if he's looking correctly, the only possibility that he has is to become more immersed in his ego. Because it is the continuity to what was promised to Abraham, our patriarch, that your seed will be foreigners in a land not of their own. And that is exactly that great exile, that the only way that you can acknowledge the friends from a greater ego, that they're wrong and don't know anything, and don't know, not knowing how to advance. And when the ego is revealed, then we come to the point of decision.
I'll ask it differently. Is this dialogue between man and the Creator?
Between man and the Creator? No. Not to explain it. It is a person who scrutinizes, refers, criticizes himself, his qualities, and by that, how can he advance? It comes. You don't have to look for it. It's like he says here. The only thing you have to do is to push on the connection between us, and then all those states which are against the connection are revealed, and all the different compensations and different kinds of connections between them. Everything is revealed on the way. We don't have to make any kind of a... We don't have to form any artificial situation of our own, but to do just one thing, reach greater connection. Everything is revealed as a result. So... Let's continue.